Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Welcome to the Neil Big Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm broadcasting along with Neil Baker, psychic and author. I almost forgot what I was going to say, Neil.
Well,
sometimes my brain just disappears. Well, anyway, we've got several callers in the queue, so I want to acknowledge the people that are waiting. We do, I don't know if we've talked to everybody that's in the queue before, so we have some, I think, new callers today. So we do talk for about 10 to 15 minutes, so we will get to your calls. We start doing readings at about 10:15. So 313-770-8088 and 510 are currently in the queue. You're all going to get readings. Just hang on and to keep your place in line, because if you drop, then you lose your place. But everybody in queue currently will get a chance to talk to us a little later in the show, of course. These listeners and callers can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, Neil.
That's great. Yep.
I know, isn't it? Imagine that. And they can also join us on Facebook and Twitter, which are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about what, Neil?
Well, I was thinking about, it was one thing that's important is the issue of following through on our tasks and goals. A lot of us don't. A lot of us just spend our time thinking about what we should do, dreaming about what we should do, or surrounding what we should do with excuses as to why we can't do it. And none of the above work. There's no right answer yet. The only answer to the question, how do we accomplish what we set out to do? The only answer is to follow through and
right,
to
well,
finish.
People have a difficult time following through.
Well,
I hear
difficult.
That a lot.
That's not an excuse.
Because we get bogged down by the
trials
of our day-to-day noise. Lives.
That's noise.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a lot of noise. The idea is that we've come down to do certain things. We didn't really come down to this planet to build a life of excuses. Imagine, really, is that why we came down, to build a life of excuses? Or to watch TV? Or to just kind of wake up and think about what we have to do all day long and not do it? Or did we really just come down to wake up, eat, sleep, go to the bathroom, take a shower, and go to work? And life is more than that. So we have to sometimes carve our own meaning into the world, or we have to follow through on what I consider is a cosmic code. Now, a cosmic code are some of the things that we've already designed as part of our life themes, whether it's having a family, raising a family, and being there for your family, and that demands a full-time occupation, and that's all you want to do. I mean, it may have some packaging on it, like, you know, you're good at arts and crafts, or you love to play golf or whatever, but you have a mild talent, you paint and you go to the watercolor class, but your main idea was to have a family and to devote yourself to that family. That's legitimate. There's nothing wrong with that. If your job is to, I've got to build my business, I've got to complete my goal, and whatever that business is, that's your job. Well, follow through on it. If it is to do something creative, a book, write music, write a novel, paint pictures, whatever it is on a professional level, these are things that one must do in order to follow through. And this also includes other esoteric attitudes of life, like seeking your spirituality, finding a deeper meaning in life, connecting to a higher realm. These are all parts of legitimate journeys that we have to take. But for those of us who say, oh, yeah, you know, when I do a reading with somebody and I go, well, you know, I see a lot of yoga around you. Oh, yeah, I've been meaning to do that. I just haven't gotten around to it. But, yeah, that's on my agenda. And, you know, they never follow through. Well, that's not really the attitude that one must take if you're going to follow through your destiny. Now, there are obstacles in a birth date that might clue one into the idea that the pursuit of one's goals will be complicated by obstacles. There are indications in a birth date that could suggest that.
Right, so like maybe if we're having a difficult time actualizing our spirituality, it may be next to the seventh chakra, seven might be next to a lower number, for instance.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, for instance, if you're born on the 18th, or you're born August 1st.
Which is actually a very powerful number. 18 is very powerful,
it's
correct?
It's very powerful. But
we know you're
power,
an 18 elitist.
the power derives from being able to work through adversity to get to that power.
Right, so the 1-8 or 8-1, then if you're able to synthesize the chakras, so to speak, then it becomes a 9, which is eternal energy.
Let's say
power.
You want to, you know, look at the extreme metaphors of life. Someone wants to be a marathon runner and they are in a terrible accident. And they don't give up, and they just rehabilitation. Even if their legs are severed, they, you know, it doesn't matter. They get those artificial
legs.
Legs, and I mean, nothing stops them. Someone wants to go to school, but they're beset with problems. They've got to work. Their mother's sick. They have to take care of their mother. These are not here to say, well, I can't do it. These elements of obstructions are here to say, you've got to do it. And these other subplots that seem to be major obstacles are but the energies of your past lives coming in to legitimately challenge you in your pursuit of your goals. So I don't really, I'm not one when I give a reading to people, one to say, oh, yeah, it's really tough. Just don't do it. I'm more one to say, oh, it's tough. Well, then that's karma. You got to
get through it.
Yeah.
Even if one is not able to actualize their goal, the fact that they tried is going to get
more worthy than if
exactly.
they didn't. Now, I know I've got some clients, and I say this with great sensitivity, who are vastly overweight, they're homebound, they've got a sick daughter, they're on disability, and they really, when you get around them, and they're very depressed, and you get around them and you just go, now me as a psychic, I go, oh boy, I think to myself, man, this is going to be tough. And so there are certain realities where you just have to kind of counsel the person,
uh-huh.
be there for them, knowing that in your mind you're really thinking it's not going to happen.
Right.
And I'm always one that says it can happen. So I'm always in that zone of being in that mindset. But there are certain cases that I encounter where I just think, I just don't see this happening. And what I do with the person is I counsel them on a spiritual level and try to accommodate them the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a realist as much as I am a dreamer and an actualizer. But these things are sometimes inherent in the code. So if you look at your birthday code, let's say you've got a lot of ones, or a lot of eights, a lot of twos, a lot of nines. Let's say you're compounded by it like a...
Which, explain what compounded means because people don't know, maybe.
Like a master number.
That you have to reduce twice.
Twice, like a 28-10-1.
Or a 29-11-2 because in your many, many... forms of numerology do not reduce an 11 or a 22.
No,
of course.
Oh, I do.
You
reduce.
Do reduce it, but yeah. other schools of numerology don't. So I'm just making that clear.
That, I mean, with that in mind, an 11 is an energy. A 29 is an energy.
Of course, of course. But you have to look at each energy, that each reduction
is a very large room and
vibration. Yeah, exactly.
So those elements can be somewhat confusing. A lower chakra number, like a 20 equals 2, can be somewhat challenging. And even a higher chakra, I've got a lot of clients who are like 27-9.
The 9 seems to be sometimes that can be challenging, I've noticed.
Well,
people I know that are 9s that have come in and out of my life, I've seen issues
challenges?
With 9s. Yeah.
Well, because they also carry a lot of karma with them.
Because they've been, 9 indicates they've been moving through the planet for quite a while, and if they come back again, they're going to be a compounded number.
They're going to be a compounded number, and they're carrying
8,
a lot of 10, karma.
1, 37, 10, 1.
Yeah, but the only advantage to a 9 would be that they're usually very resilient.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a 9 in their number, you'll usually hear them say, but I keep getting back up. They're very resilient people, and they don't give up, even though they may be beset with a lot of challenges and problems.
Uh-huh.
So those elements are there. But the very important thing, I recently talked to a client who wanted to write a book,
mm-hmm.
and they found it too overwhelming.
Right.
And one way I wrote some of my earlier books was I would just say, if I can do 2 paragraphs, I'm okay. Now, it took me, I think, 2 or 3 years to write that particular book, but I got it done. And it's way behind me now in my life. But I got it done, and so I just took things. You can strategize your energy so it isn't overwhelming. I've got another client who's a pat rat and just... The you know how that gets. Oh boy, what a disease! To clear out a certain path is an accomplishment. To clean out a certain space is an accomplishment. But when you're, those are some of my heaviest challenges. Is when I come upon a client who their house is something beyond belief, and you can't even begin. It's such a deep disease. So that can be an obstacle in and of itself. In terms of following through on the process of how do you get someone to be motivated enough to follow through on any one specific task so they can see a conclusion to it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things I think are very important, but the birth dates can indicate it. I think what we have to do is each day you have to kind of, it's a layered thing, Kristen, you have to kind of get into a level of your energy fields. You can equate the accomplishment of any goal by going to your stronger chakra.
Okay, well, why don't we just take a break from our conversation? We can continue this on Monday. Would that be all right?
Sure,
because
yeah.
I do have a question from our listener before we get to our callers, and this is a regular listener. I just received an email regarding, and can we do this quickly, or do you want me to take
what
a caller? Well, it's regarding free will and predestiny and whether there's a difference or whether everything is predestined. And, you know, I did respond to the email and I explained that there are predestined fixed events that we can't change at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, there was, and I did send that email, but there was a response saying, you know, I feel like everything's fixed and there is actually no free will. What would you say to that, Neil?
Oh, absolutely free will. Absolutely.
There's absolutely free will.
100%.
So what percentage of the events in our life are ruled by our own free will versus
1%.
The predestiny?
No, I'm kidding.
Versus predestiny.
No, I would say that it's a good 50-50.
Yeah.
I would say that it's measurably, you know, we couldn't do a test about that. But us intuitives can give an opinion. And my opinion is 50-50. I think some things are predestined and you can't change it. And then there is the attitude that we have our free will. A lot of times when we exert energy, when things are very difficult,
mm-hmm.
and we have to work hard at it, that's free will. Free will doesn't come about.
It's not just easy all the time. I mean, sometimes you're going to have easy circumstances surrounding free will, but sometimes it takes moving energy.
Well, that's because
patience.
That's because in your previous lifetime you did enough work to make your free will passage a little bit smoother.
Uh-huh.
Because that's because of past life progress.
Right.
But free will is usually something we have to create.
So do you think people with more karma are have more fixed destinies than, I mean, it would seem to be that if you have more karma coming into the world, then you're going to have much more fixed.
It can produce that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get through that. Free will comes in, you know, in the study of the great existentialists that began to study the behavior of human, the human condition and the human experience by first saying there is no God. God does not exist. And so therefore we have to provide our own meaning in the universe, and it's our own free will, and we have people like Nietzsche and Sartre and Camus and our existentialists that start to look at the process of free will. Now, existentialism can still have a religious prospect to it, and there are existentialists that do believe in God
right.
and still exert free will into the universal picture, Kierkegaard and people like this. But the idea that you...
Me?
Does provide meaning, their own meaning in the universe. It's part of the great gift of God. He gave us free will.
Right.
And if you want to go to biblical texts, he gave us free will in the Garden of Eden, and therefore from sometimes free will brings about the downfall of the condition of the mind, but it also brings about the idea that we shouldn't fear freedom. Eric Fromm, another great philosopher, said the fear of freedom. We have a fear of freedom because it gives us a great responsibility. And free will comes with responsibility, first to the self and then to others, and then ultimately to the planet. So we have a free will clause that is not necessarily predicated by destiny. But destiny can also, interestingly enough, be conquered by free will.
Mm-hmm.
We can change destiny by free will, where one would argue then it's not destiny.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in a way, basically destiny can be fixed. But destiny can be changed in the idea of moving mountains, that whole theory, you can move mountains. Destiny can be affixed, but it can also be changed by faith.
Right, and quickly, like 60 seconds, Neil, she had also mentioned something about coincidences and asking whether coincidences are just random or if there's meaning behind coincidences. And I answered that it's a matter of the vibrational frequency of the coincidence. Sometimes a coincidence is just nothing more than a coincidence, but it can have a very specific meaning.
That's true.
And it's learning how to analyze.
Absolutely right, in my estimation.
Weigh the energy.
You have to see it as a vibrational frequency. So a coincidence can be a coincidence and be meaningless, or it can be overlapped by karmic situations, past life situations that are intermingling. Usually a coincidence is the overlapping of a past life with a present life. They're layered on top of each other. They form an X, and so they have a pinpoint of connection. That's where the coincidence occurs. It's the interaction between the past and the present.
Great. Thank you, Neil. And we are going to take our first caller. Again, the order 313-770 is second, 808 is third, and area code 510 is the fourth caller that we have in queue today. Okay, 313. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are you? Well, good afternoon for me.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Where are you calling from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Michigan and Detroit.
What's
your name and your birth date, please? Sherelle,
11/30/93.
11/30/93. And how do you spell your name, please?
S-H-E-R-E-L-L.
Okay. 11/30.
That was a singer from Motown, Sherelle and something.
Really?
Yeah, Sherelle.
I think it might have been spelled.
My mom named me after the group.
Yeah.
Sherelle. Yeah, that's where she got my name from. It's an angelic name.
That's a great group and great name.
Yeah.
So what brings you to our show?
Just a reading, maybe.
Okay. Well, Neil, go ahead.
Well, you are...
I'm going to put my phone on mute because I'm at work, so I'm just going to let you all talk, okay? Because I want the noise in the background, but I'm still listening. Go ahead.
Terrell, you may want to take it off mute because he might have a question for you during the
reading. Okay, go ahead.
Well, for Sherelle, her master number is 9. We're talking about 9. It's a very strong, resilient number. Usually 9s can have a lot of integrity. And her karmic number is 27. Now, of course, she's only right now 20 years old. So there's 7 years left of karma that Sherelle's going to be walking through. So she's still in the past life karmic zone. But the attitude that she's born on November 30th does present a little bit of conflict. So
right.
There's a lot of problems that Sherelle, in my estimation, has had to get through in her so far 20 years of life.
You know, it's really interesting, this arrangement of numbers related to, so we did a house call yesterday, and the birth date code relates, do you see?
Yeah. There's a similar energy in there. Another one of those coincidences.
Yeah, exactly.
There could be, and for Sherelle, there could be a loss of a family member. Now, that could have been, I mean, up to this point between age 1 and 20, a divorce or someone very close crossing over, because there's some loss in there. Also, even in these brief 20 years so far, not to mention they're filled with karma and past lives, a relationship loss that was of some consequence and heartbreak. So those are the elements that might briefly in a radio reading register with Sherelle in terms of that energy source. But Sherelle is also a very responsible person, very, very responsible, and can take care of things for people. And you know that if you have your items in Sherelle's keeping, she's going to take care of them. But she's also very good at taking care of business. That could be figures, that could be responsibilities. She's the kind of person that if something's taken into her realm, she takes care of it. And she's rather, I would assume she's rather organized. I mean, we all get a little bit.
That's true.
So you're validating it. You just poked your head in and validated it. So, yeah, I mean, for those things, Sherelle, you're going to be challenged in relationships, but at the age of 27, I believe you're going to find that some of the biggest events happening in your life. Now, they're going to be nice things. So you've got about 7 years to go through this journey, and I still think that your journey is going to be challenged. I think you're going to be ultimately challenged with property, trying to find a place, trying to find your own property. You're young yet. But I think that there's going to be a pursuit of you wanting to own your own home. I think you're ambitious, and I think that this is something you want. And by the age of 27, you could, if not before, have the capability of owning your own home, because I'm getting this home energy going on with you. There'll be great elements of real estate themes in your life. So, you know, some of us are just content to being in an apartment or we just don't want to own property. I think with Sherelle, I think there's an element of ownership. So that's going to come in. We already talked about the ultimate relationship, aside from the heartbreak of what's already happened. The ultimate relationship energy, you're still in the zone. It's going from the age of 18.
So I have a question. So I'm not going to be with the guy I'm with now then, since you said.
Well, I'd have to get, without knowing his name, I'd have to get his birth date.
Could we get that real quick, Sherelle?
Sherelle? Well, she might have been disconnected.
Either she's 93.
What? Okay, that would get it again. Go ahead.
8/17/93, August 17th, 1993.
Okay. Okay,
oh,
Neil.
Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, no. You're with a you're with a past life. A lot of noise in the background, Sherelle. But you're with this individual you had a past life with. And 16/26/67/38. Yeah. Because this person's number factors down to an 11, which is your month. There's a strong past life going on. Your days add up to an 11 again because it's 3 plus 7 plus 1. So we have this is your third time around with this person, Sherelle. So it isn't to say, yeah, you're with someone that I would have to admit is up for a deeper committed relationship, but again, you're going to have to see how you and this person can work through your life, you know, for the next 7 years. That's going to be very important, because even if you did get married or something before then, at 27, you're going to have a great challenge. But if things go right, you could have a home by then. But you are with someone who's actually a past life human being, and there is a suggestion that this could be the one for you. But the person's compounded, so, you know, that's a little bit complicated, because there may be other agendas or energies going on with this person which would make the singularity.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you. Go ahead and get to your next call. I don't want to hold up the line. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Sherelle.
You're welcome. Thank you again, mister, and you too.
Okay. 562-596-7818. And, yes, Sherelle's was spelled differently, which I looked at.
Oh, the Sherelle's?
Yeah,
with an I.
S-H-I-R-E-L-L,
I know,
yes. S-H-I. But anyway,
the
pretty name, actually.
Yeah, they were spelled differently. I had an I.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know if she was turned off or something, or she just had to go, but...
Well, she's at work.
She's at work. But
she's gone.
But there's a strong element there, yeah, in case you listen to the archives, of a committed relationship.
Okay. So we've got still four callers left. 770-808 is next, 510, and then we have a caller from 404. Hi, 770.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Maddie, my second time calling.
Maddie?
Yes. I called about a month ago, I think. Yeah.
For you. What's your birth date and your location again for us?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. My birthday is 1745.
Okay. And what is your question today? 18?
My question is, I have a friend. I want to know what the connection is. His birthday is 8/30/56.
Okay. Wow. 11/21, a lot of 11s.
Well,
33, 6, 32, 5.
Let's see,
I added wrong. 8/11/21.
The connection is that you have a past life with this person. So that's one connection. The past life you have with this person, I believe, was a sexual encounter, meaning it was a relationship. So you had a past life with this person and a relationship with this person. In that past life, it was a union, and that union, I think, produced children. So that's the past life connection. In this lifetime, the two of you, your last numbers become his year. He's a 5. You're a 5, and he's a 6, and that happens to be his year. And your second to the last numbers are 4, and he's a 5. That happens to be your year. So you have a destiny with this person. So this is destiny bound.
Oh, you say I'm a 5?
You're a 9.
I'm
he's
a 9.
A
his destiny number is a 5.
His master number is 5. His master number is
5.
Yeah, master number. His is 5, yours is 9. But,
oh, I see.
But,
okay.
Yeah. But the numbers in your birth date correspond, especially the years, relate to one another. Your 4 to his 5 is 45. Your 5 to his 6 is 56. So your numbers coupled with his numbers become his year. So there is a... and there's a 9-year difference. Wait a minute, 45, 50. There's a
no, it's 11 years, I think.
11 years, but you see, 11 is important because his first numbers are 8 and 3, which is 11. So there's a connection, and 5 is 6 is 11. So there's a connection in the relationship department, Maddie, whereby there's a strong karma going on but it can lend itself to something much, much higher. The element of your relationship can go at a 5-year period or a 9-year period. How long have you known this person?
About a month.
Well, this could be a long-term situation. And 2000, you're 69 years old. So you are, let's see, 72. Yeah, this relationship could be very intense until you're 72. But if there's an electricity between the two of you, Maddie, if you're saying that there's some kind of magic going on or attraction, this is because of karma that has in it the ability to move even deeper into time. Is there such an awareness at this point in terms of attraction?
Well, to be honest with you, I met this person on social media, and I have not connected with him, like, face-to-face yet, just texting conversations over the phone. And he doesn't live, and not only that, he doesn't live in the state that I live in. I love the idea of his words. It seemed like he's very good with his words, the way he expressed himself. He's a heart person, I believe.
Heart. Well,
he's a heart person.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Loving person.
A loving person.
Like
it comes from his heart.
Oh, heart. I thought you said a hard person. Yeah, well, Maddie, this could, you know, you're connecting to him and there's meaning behind it, there's depth behind it. And I'm aware there's complications because the energy is between, you're a 9, he's a 5, so that's a change of 4 in between, and that's a hard energy. So, you know, I would give this more time. If he seems genuinely attracted to you, does he seem drawn to you at all?
I think he seems drawn to me because of the picture that I have up on social media.
Well, then I'm a little concerned.
I'm not sure whether he's because that's such a distance. You know, like I say, I haven't seen him as of yet, but I'm not sure whether. I don't know.
Well, there's a distance because of the karma. The karma's produced a distance between the two of you. But what I'm saying is you're meeting him not just because it's social media and you just happen to connect with somebody. I'm saying that there's a vibration behind it. And, you know, the working out of the distance might come later in time if the relationship is able to nurture and grow from this point forward. Then you're going to be meeting this person, and, you know, who knows where it goes from there, but that would be the approach that I would take at this point, Maddie.
Right. So for the bottom line, you said there is potential there.
There is potential. That's the bottom line. You got to keep the energy. There are certain elements from a past life that are going to come up anyways, and you got to entertain those experiences first as you correspond with him, and then move forward accordingly.
Okay, Maddie.
Okay, because this is just one person that I've talked quite a bit with in the last month, but I'm thinking about talking with also. So I'm going to narrow it down to 3 people.
Well, give him a chance.
Yes. Okay.
All right, Maddie. Well, best of luck and keep us posted with what happens.
Hey, I will. Okay. Have a great day.
You too. 562-596-7818. And, of course, Maddie and our other listeners and callers can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. They can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. Okay. Well.
Yeah, they were both 27-9s and both had relationship questions.
It's interesting, too, how, you know, somebody... So people that are past life connections, you know, we could encounter, you know, on social media, as she says,
three states away. It's pretty amazing.
You know, it's a great thing. But I, for one, am not an advocate of meeting people that way, but I recognize from my experiences now in dealing with people that there are karmic connections.
Well, yeah, it's the modern age.
Yeah.
People connect,
in
a different way than they did many years ago.
Yeah.
So. All right. Area code 808 is next, then 510, and then we have 404.
Hello?
Saying hi, 808.
Oh.
Who's this?
How are you? Thank you for picking up my call. My name is Ku'u Leilani, and my birthday a while back. Yes. K-U-U-L-E-I-L-A-N-I. And then my birthday is February 10th, 1985.
Okay, what's going on today, 13, 26?
I was just wondering if you could compare my birthday, like the last caller, with my friend's birthday and figure out what the past life connection is or what the connection is.
Friend's birthday.
And,
can you give 8, us the
11, yeah,
uh-huh.
8-11-79.
You know, it's really weird that everybody that's been a compared date are born in August. Do you realize that? 8-17, 8-30,
and
8-11.
And 11. And
11,
right?
A lot of 11s going on today, too, in the numbers. Okay, Neil.
You're an
9
8.
And he's 36.
Yeah, you're an 8 and he's a 9, which is a nice combination. It makes for a...
Is this a romantic connection? Sorry.
Yes. I mean, it's basically a friend. I mean, yes, it is, but it's like, I'm not sure if it's just, because he's very reserved, like, with expressing how he feels. Like, I know he likes me, but he doesn't really, like any other guys, girls always need to communicate, and guys always think you know, and you don't. You're like, wait a minute, I'm not sure if you just want to be friends, if you want more than friends, if you can handle my lifestyle, if you like my personality.
Ku'u Leilani, we have like a lot of callers, so I want to hand it over to Neil so you get as much of a reading as possible. We just have to limit the time. So go ahead, Neil, in comparing.
Well, you know, he's a little bit complex because he's got an 11 in his day, so he's going to have a little bit of ambiguity in there. 11s do come in with a complex energy field, usually of sexuality.
Yeah.
So there can be some complexity in there, and even liberally spoken, some form of darkness. But sexual darkness is a broad term. I don't mean anything you have to worry about. It just means that there's an ambiguity in the element of sexuality, which could mean that the person has a fear of commitment. It could mean that they're a little bit promiscuous. There's different attitudes about what 11 does. When an 11 is really in tune, then they're very intense sexual people, and usually their partners are very happy with them. But the idea that you're an 8 and he's a 9, and you have both those numbers in your years. Not only that, but his first and last numbers are 8 and 9. So where you both have a master number of 1-8, the other 9, you share 8 and 9s in your year, and he has an 8 and 9 in his first and last numbers. Now, what this means psychically? Well, what it means psychically is that there's a strong connection. There's a very strong connection. But you've got to remember something here that's a good point to consider. He was your master number in his previous lifetime. So, before he came to this planet, this time, he was an 8. And that master number 8 is sitting in his month. It also happens to be your master number. So there's a reason why the two of you are connecting. Because he's trying to reach back to his 8th lifetime, which you hold, to try to discover what part of his life he missed out on. And so there's an element there that in his connection with you, he's trying, subconsciously of course, to find a piece of his life puzzle to where you might grant him. It could be an issue of the heart. It could be an issue of commitment.
Yeah.
It could be an issue of communication. But there was something lost.
It's family.
Is what?
It's family. It's family love. It's like that family love, security, because that's what I can bring to the table. Have a family.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I agree with you because eights are usually, they're very powerful people, and that eight energy does hold a lot of power within the family unit, which is going to have a four sequence two in it, and you're a multiple of four. So that's what he's kind of looking for, and I would say to, I would encourage you to keep talking and corresponding with this person. You may be able to draw them in because of those emotional tags, and I wish you the best of luck.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Much love to you guys. Aloha from Hawaii.
Aloha. Oh, okay. 562-596-7818. We've got three callers, Neil, left here. 510-404-6778 just came through.
Wow. How much time do we have left?
We have about 19 minutes. So let me bring on 510. Good morning, 510.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello? Hi,
Hi.
This is Jolene. This is Jolene.
Jolene?
Yes.
J-O-L-E-N-E?
E-E-N.
E-E-N, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Double E-N. Birth date and location, please.
9283.
Okay.
September 2nd. Uh-huh. And I'm in the Bay Area, Richmond, California.
Richmond, California. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jolene, what's going on?
Okay, well, I'm 85 days clean today.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. And I have two boys, ages 5 and 1. And I'm kind of like at a determination point of where I should go at this point, like as far as school, work, what. I don't really know. I'm just like at a crossroads, and I'm just in a funny position. I just feel I need some direction.
You have two kids. How old?
Ages 5 and 1. And we're
5 and 1 years old.
Yeah, 5 and 1.
Okay, 1 year. Uh-huh. And
go ahead.
You want to know about a direction in your life?
Right.
Right.
Jolene, let me just ask you something. Have you ever in any way worked with anything related to the school district or teaching, anything?
Yes.
What did you do?
I was an instructional assistant for the school district.
Yeah. I'm
How
getting,
would you know that?
Yeah. See, I'm getting that vibration from you today on the radio. So, I mean, I could be reading you on the radio because it's something you've done, but my question to angels and guides is it something you're still bound to do? Right now, you see, let me get the age real quick, 2013. So you are 30 years old?
Yes.
Are you comfortable with going back to the school and working? Are you working there now?
I'm not working there now. I thought about it.
Oh, well then, okay. For the radio reading, we're going to make it brief. I think you should go back and pursue the school avenue or at least head in that direction.
Okay, but it's not like go to college or go to school. It's like go to the
school.
No,
working back in the school district is where I would point you in the direction there, and from there you'll find your way. But psychic reading, I'm going to point you in that direction.
Okay.
Do you think
all right?
Should you go back to school?
Because I just got clean, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, what would be best for my family, like working or school.
Well, either one. If you want to go back to school because you have a direct plan to that your degree will grant you specifically where you want to go and your pay will be accordingly, go back to school and work at jobs that support your pursuit of your education.
Right.
Or if you don't need a degree, then get back into the school system in this renewed vow of sobriety and
right.
and pursue it with all your fever, everything you've got. If that part's up to you, I don't get a read that you have to do one or the other. I'm an advocate of school, but I'm also realistically, I know that you don't have to go back to school. In your case, Jolene does not have to go back to school for me to see a destiny path fulfilled. But I do believe that school is important. So if you want to go back with a specific purpose in mind, degree in mind, and work hard to support your journey through school. If you don't,
yeah, because I wanted to go to school for nonprofit management and possibly open a nonprofit.
Oh, well, do you have a degree in business or educational?
No, I was thinking of going that direction.
Oh, then you need to go back to school.
Yeah.
Do you have your bachelor's?
No, I don't have it at all. I've always tried to go to school, and my addiction has always got in the way.
Oh, no. Go back to school then. Okay. I'll help you out. Go back to school.
Right.
Yeah, go back to school and keep clean. What nonsense. Keep clean. Don't go back there again. That one's done. Don't revisit it. Go back to school. Keep clean and get a job.
Right.
All right.
So,
you know, we got to move on, Jolene, to the next caller. Call our show again. We're on normally
Mondays.
I will. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Congratulations on getting clean.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Bye. Okay. Area code 404 and then 678. 404, good morning.
Good morning. Hey. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm well. My name is Tanisha, and my birthday is December 9th, 1988.
T-U-N-I-S-I-A? Tanisha?
T-U-N-I-S-I-A.
I've spoken with you before. And what's going on?
I just want to see if you see any new opportunities, and I called last month, for employment in August.
Okay.
got
about 5 minutes for this, and we have another call.
You're 25 years old. Right as we're speaking, you're not working right now?
No.
Yeah. Right now as we're speaking, the only avenue I see for working would be a kind of a job just to get a paycheck. Nothing spectacular. But because the job would hold you over to until you decide to pursue something higher. You're capable of pursuing something higher, Tanisha, than just a paycheck and a minimal wage pay. You're better than that, much better than that. But right now, for this immediate time zone, I see a job available to you in minimal job, customer service, retail, you know, something along that line.
Okay, so you don't see anything with my two interviews with the state of Georgia?
What? What did she say?
Two interviews with the state of Georgia.
What are you pursuing?
Well, I just got my master's in social work.
Master's in social work?
You have a master's in social work. And what jobs have you held thus far in relation to your education? Because I remember I said to you, I felt the vibe that you're much better than minimum wage. There's a lot of masters that are in minimum wage zone. So,
Therapy.
When was the last time you worked in the therapy field?
4 months ago.
And what happened there? Why'd you leave there?
It was too much traveling, and you have to use your own car and put gas, so it was kind of being like it wasn't equaling out, so I was like coming up short with that job, so I just decided to leave.
Okay, well, real briefly, when was the last time you had a minimal job when you had to, you know, work in between your occupation?
Like 2 years ago, like a year and a half ago.
And what were you doing? What kind of work were you doing then?
Like cashier.
Yeah, cashier. Okay. So here's what I'll do. I got the platform here. I can see where you had to do that kind of work, and I felt like there was much more going on in your brain for that. So I applaud you for what you're doing. That's what I feel is necessary. Right now, as we speak, I don't see a good result with these interviews. What I'm going to do, though, is ask angels to come in to maybe boost up the odds that you're going to get a job. So I want to, what I'm doing is I'm asking for angels to help you out and maybe do something, significant here with the job. Are the job locations within 7 to 8 miles of your habitation?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
Okay, but they're within about a 20-minute drive?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I can do for you, Tanisha, is to ask angels to come in to help you with one of these two job interviews so that you can land it. Because before we spoke, I didn't see you getting it, but I did feel something higher going on with you, and that would repair you and then keep you from going back to that cashier job. So that's what I'm going to put out. And what I'll do, too, Tanisha, is I'm going to ask that you be working no later at such a position than September 1st. So no later than that time. And, again, it's an angel request on the radio today for you. No guarantees, but it's a request, and I feel I've made some connection to you in this regard, so maybe we can get something rolling.
Okay, Tanisha, hopefully that's helpful to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, we've got one last caller, Neil.
Okay, how much time?
About 8 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, on that last call, it's going to be a working situation where I'm going to be working on that because of the adjustment of and the dynamic of the vibration.
Okay. 678, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
This is Wanda.
Wanda. Is this Wanda, Wanda from Facebook?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. How y'all doing?
Good. I know you've tried to call a couple other shows and weren't able to get on, but we have you here today, so great. Your birth date again, please?
6-6-69.
I knew you had a lot of sixes. And Wanda's spoken with you privately, Neil. 12-22. What's your question today, Wanda?
It's a relationship question.
Okay.
My boyfriend, he's going out of town. Or out of the country. When do you see him coming back?
Okay, so he's going on a trip that has an indefinite length.
Right, he's going on. It's a business trip, and it's out of state.
Okay.
Has this person ever been to Germany, to your knowledge, or England, to your knowledge?
Yes. Yes, he has.
I might be getting my vibrations mixed up, but I'm seeing 3 weeks. Has he mentioned anything about an estimate time zone?
He said about a month, but usually he stays over, and I need him to come back before then because it's just a really hectic time for me.
Oh, so what he usually stays a month, and you don't want him to go that long. So my 3 weeks is picking up on your vibe.
Okay.
I'm getting your vibe in relation to his departure, not his vibe, your vibe. So what I'm going to do, you need him back because you have certain things to do, and he usually stays maybe 6 weeks when he says a month.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so it's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging. Do you have a puppy or a dog at home?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I just got the vibration of a dog in your house. So what I'm going to do, Wanda, again, it's one of these angel interventions. So I'm going to ask an angel, I'm going to say, here, we got Wanda on the phone. I don't know all the circumstances, no time for that, but I'm asking for her wish to be granted that her significant other comes back prior to the four-week departure, estimated departure date, which could even go into 6 weeks, that he comes back at the third week and he just says, hey, listen, I can make it back, and everything looks good on my end. So I'm going to put that request out. I don't know why I'm getting a lot of England-Germany stuff going on, probably from a past trip, but were you aware of that trip that he went to either England or Germany?
Yes, yes. He went, he had to do a stop. He went to both places, actually.
And was he, on that trip, was he gone to close to 7 weeks?
Yes.
Well, okay, so what I'm going to do, Wanda, is I'm going to, again, ask angels to respect your request, to grant it. You know, they work under certain principles, too, in terms of, you know, if karmically he's not supposed to be gone, if he's supposed to be gone longer, they can't do anything. But with prayer request, we can maybe activate something and you know, let you see the light here. I've got some good indications that we're at least traveling in pretty good territory because of the validations I got so far, but we're just going to have to see in time if what we did today on the radio is going to grant you your actualized 3 week premise here.
Okay, Wanda.
Thank you so much. I enjoy your readings as always.
Okay, Wanda, keep us posted on how things progress. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we have one more caller. Let's take them quickly, Neil. 818. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, good morning. This is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California. How are you?
Oh, you're our neighbor, Danielle. We're in Long Beach.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we have only a few minutes left here, but what's your birth date?
August 23rd, 1974.
1974. All right. And what's your question?
Well, I was just listening originally, but maybe to see if my spirit guides have any messages for me, or my angels. That would be awesome. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, regarding me doing healing work.
Yeah,
you're
a healer, and I'm not kidding you. You're a 34-7. That's my master number two, Danielle. 34-7s do a lot of healing work. That's the seventh chakra, so you're going to be aware of that. So your master number is seven, and three and four is the equilibrium of male and female energy, so you have a nice psyche of balance there. You got a seven in your year together with a four, which is heart. Your high energy at eight is high energy, so you're a past life, very powerful person. Of course, in that zone, Danielle, you were brought down by issues of sexuality, which meant that in this lifetime you might have had your challenges so far with relationships and separations and whatnot. But that 90 seconds left, but I wish we had more time, Danielle. But yes, your spiritual work is going to be very strong right now. You're 39 years old. You're going to a huge change at this point. You had a change at 34. So if we ever speak again, I would love to hear your life changes at the age of 34.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
If we ever get an opportunity,
okay,
I'd love to hear it.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you guys so very much. I really appreciate it, and I will definitely call back when there's more time.
Definitely call back. We're normally on Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, so today was an unusual show for us, but we hope to hear from you then.
Okay.
Okay, Danielle. Thanks.
Thank you.
Welcome. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Our callers can join us here on Facebook.
We're not on Facebook. On Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook or Twitter. Those accounts are linked under Blog Talk Radio profile. And that's it, Neil. Anything else to say before we close the show?
No, that's a wrap, huh?
Yeah, that's a wrap. So we'll see everyone on Monday at 10 a.m., and we thank everyone for tuning in today. Bye-bye.